Praise be Jesus and Mary. Yesterday we celebrated the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul, and today we celebrate the memorial of two of his most faithful disciples and collaborators, Saints Timothy and Titus. To them will be entrusted Christian communities, and to them St. Paul would address what are now called the pastoral epistles, letters that were addressed specifically to them and which focus on the pastoral ministry. They are letters that contain many gems, both for pastors and for faithful alike. And in one of the letters, St. Paul exhorts St. Timothy to stir into flame the gift of God that he received. He obviously was talking about his ministry as pastor, but this can also apply to each and every one of us. To stir into flame the gift that we received, that seed of grace received in baptism. All of us have to cultivate our relationship with God. Saint Therese used to say that when you notice that the flames of love are dying down, you have to throw twigs and sticks to keep it alive. Sticks and twigs, ejaculatory prayers, acts of faith, acts of love, acts of reparation. Habits are strengthened by the repetition of their acts. And these acts cultivate our spiritual life. And in cultivating the spiritual life, we avoid what the Desert Fathers, beginning with Evagrius of Pontus, called acedia, which literally means without care in Greek. That vice that St. Thomas would then call sloth. Spiritual sloth that does not consist necessarily in being lazy, but in the negligence in cultivating our spiritual life, our relationship with God. This is why Dante, in his Divine Comedy, in the book Purgatorio, artistically depicts those afflicted by acedia as those who suffer from what he calls lento amore, a slow love that cannot motivate and does not uplift, but leaves the soul and his love stagnant. But as St. John of the Cross says, love is never stagnant. It either goes backwards or forward. So we have to stir into flame, cultivate the spiritual life by acts of fidelity, acts that build up our relationship with God. Stir up the flame and keep that flame under the mantle of Our Lady. So the winds of acedia and sloth may never put it out. Praise be Jesus and Mary.